Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the New 7 Weekly Recap Podcast. I am your host, Logan Locke. So this week was town meeting week, and me and the rest of the New 7 crew went to all the different town meetings in the Northeast Kingdom and sat in on them and listened to all the different articles being discussed for each town, as well as taking in all the different polling results. But in this podcast, we're just going to be talking about what we noticed at our own respective town meetings that we attended. And I attended the Danville town meeting, which was also hosting their school budget meeting on the same day. And I'm just going to go over with you guys the three major budgets that passed, as well as how much they were and the vote count for them. So the first major budget that passed was the general budget of the town that passed with a vote of 367 people in favor of it and 134 people not in favor of it. And the total budget came out to be $1,797,736.58. The second major budget to pass was the highway budget. This passed with a vote of 388 people being in favor of it and 112 people not being in favor of it. And the total highway budget came out to be $2,161,155.66. But this is not the most, or either of these are not the most interesting budget, because the school budget was the highest point of contention when it came to all these budgets that were being voted on. The school budget narrowly passed with a vote of 256 people in favor of the budget and 243 people not being in favor of the budget. And the total school budget came out to be $8,304,073 on the dot. But that is all I have for you guys from the town of Danville. We are now going to be moving on to the Linden Town Hall that was reported on by our very own Oscar Pardes.
Voters in Linden have the chance to vote on the town's first joint budget in the first town meeting since the towns of Linden and Lindenville were merged. In the informational meeting held last night, the select board proposed an operating budget of $3.7 million. $1.8 million is expected to be raised by taxes. They also proposed a highway department budget of $2.97 million, which $1.5 million should be raised by taxes.
I think they've done the best they can, but it's always too high. As taxes are high and the economy's not great.
All individuals on the ballot won their race, and all articles were passed.
And now moving on to Sean Kavanaugh's coverage for the town of Wheelock.
Wheelock kicked off their town meeting day with a sizable crowd, continuing on the tradition. One of the major topics was the largely increased budget, almost a 19% budget increase to the town this year. This stems from the flooding that happened last year and the increased education budget. The small population of Wheelock gets hit hard by tax increases because there aren't as many people to spread out the increase. Other major struggle for Wheelock was their inability to get people to run for town positions.
I'm just serving until we can find a new town clerk and treasurer who wants to fill those roles. We also need someone for the select board, planning commission, emergency management officer, their lister. There are many, many openings, and we're really hopeful that we do have people step up and want to do something for the community because they're needed right now.
And that will do it for our coverage on town meeting this week. Thank you very much to everybody in News 7 that went out and got these interviews and clips for us to use in this podcast. And thank you all very much for listening. And we'll see you all in the next one.